Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is some of the news.
It's your Pro Football Today news update.
Welcome to Pro Football Today. I'm Alex Fasano with your news update. I'll be here with you throughout the show giving you your inactives, your injury updates, your lines, your money lines, your spreads, your totals, whatever the heck else you need to get yourself ready for Week 2 action. We're going to get it started right here with some Week 2 lines. We'll start it off with the Arizona Cardinals and the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore Ravens, your 12.5-point favorites right now, according to FanDuel Sportsbook. Arizona, plus 500 on the money line. Hey, for all you degenerates out there, might want to throw a couple shekels to see. Look for an upset here. The over-under is 46.5. The Buffalo Bills staying in New York, staying in MetLife, taking on the New York Giants. Buffalo, your 2-point favorites in this one. The over-under is 44.5. Your inactives in this game confirmed already. Sterling Shepard will not be playing, and Darius Slayton will also not be playing, so that Giants receiving core could use some help in this one. Dallas Cowboys taking on the Washington football team. Cowboys, your 5.5-point favorites here. Over under is 46.5. The only inactives to report here, Jordan Reed, your tight end for the Washington Redskins. So Vernon Davis will be stepping in. For those of you on his who have him on your fantasy rosters, that'll be a good plug-in right there. And Darius Geis will miss 6 weeks now with an injury, so Adrian Peterson will get the start. We'll see how he does as well. On the other side of the ball, Tavon Austin, your wide receiver for the Cowboys, is inactive. The Indianapolis Colts taking on the Tennessee Titans, your 3-point favorites, Titans, in this one, over under 43.5. No inactives to report as of yet. Jacksonville Jaguars, Mr. Minshew, taking his first start of his career, taking on the Texans, who are 7.5-point favorites in this one. Jaguars, plus 280 on the money line. You might want to sprinkle something there if you like a little upset here. 42.5 is the total in this one. No inactives. Oh, actually, I do have a couple inactives here. For the Jaguars, Josh Oliver, your tight end, is out. And Marquise Lee, wide receiver, is officially out as well. The Los Angeles Chargers taking on the Detroit Lions. Chargers, your 1.5-point favorites in this one. The over-under is 46.5. The only inactives, Hunter Henry, quite a blow to some fantasy rosters, myself included. He will be out for a couple weeks, so you might want to figure out a tight end plug-in for that one. Chargers and Lions kick off at 1 p.m. Eastern. Minnesota Vikings taking on the Green Bay Packers. Packers are 2.5-point favorites, and the over-under is 43. No inactives to report as of yet. The New England Patriots, guys, this is the game everybody's talking about here, all you bettors out there. New England Patriots taking on the Miami Dolphins. Patriots, 18.5-point favorite in this one. Dolphins, plus 1040 on the money line. Over-under is 48.5. Guys, if you're a degenerate, you might want to sprinkle another upset. I'm saying it all throughout this update. There's a lot of upsets here with a little bit of a plus side. So Miami Miracle Part 2, maybe this Sunday. The over-under 48.5. Only inactive in this one. Miami Dolphins wide receiver Albert Wilson will officially be out in this one. San Francisco 49ers taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. This game basically a pick 'em right here. 49ers, your 1-point favorite. Over-under is 46.5. Inactives to report. A.J. Green still nursing an injury. He will be out. Tevin Coleman, your running back for the San Francisco 49ers, will still remain out. And Jalen Hurd, wide receiver for the 49ers, is out as well. The Seattle Seahawks taking on Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers, your 4-point favorites in this one. Seattle, plus 172 on the money line. The over-under is 47.5. The only inactive to report in this one, Seattle, David Moore, wide receiver, he is officially out. Next game on the, that's it for the 1 o'clock slate, but for the 4 o'clock slate, Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Oakland Raiders. We're expecting a shootout here in this one. Chiefs, your 7.5-point favorites. Oakland Raiders, plus 250 on the money line. The over-under is 53.5. I believe that's your biggest total of the Sunday slate. 53.5 there. No inactives to report except for Tyreek Hill, who will be out this week and the upcoming weeks coming forward. The Chicago Bears and the Denver Broncos kick off at 4:25 p.m. Eastern. The Chicago Bears, your 2.5-point favorites. Over-under is 40 points. And the game everybody's been talking about, the revenge game from last season in the playoffs. The New Orleans Saints taking on the Los Angeles Rams. Rams, your 2-point favorites in this one. The over-under expecting another shootout, 52, and have no inactives to report. And Sunday Night Football, the Battle of the Birds, Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Atlanta Falcons. Eagles, your two-point favorites in this one. The over-under is 52.5. And why not? We'll throw it up there. Monday Night Football, 50th anniversary. Cleveland Browns taking on the New York Jets. Browns have a lot to prove here in this one after a quite disappointing loss in week one. Cleveland, your 6.5-point favorites. The Jets, 230, plus 230 on the money line. The over-under is 45. Only inactive for all you Jet fans. I know you love this story. Mr. Sam Darnold under center has mono, the 1980s kissing disease that everybody is used to fear and dread. And it should be a good one. We'll see how long he stays out. Expecting a couple weeks out for Mr. Darnold. Mr. New York Jet out there too much partying, I guess, in the big city, the Big Apple. But, you know, he's a quarterback. He can do what he wants. But they need him out there. The New York Jets need him out there. All right, I'm going to send it back to the guys from the FanDuel Sportsbook Studio 34 and Joe Ranieri on Skype. I am Alex Fasano for your Pro Football Today news update.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network. Pro Football Today.
Back to pass, pumps to the left, 8 seconds left. He gets away from the pressure, fires to the end zone.
Week number two on Pro Football Today. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for getting on the grid. I'm live here in the Sports Grid studio at the FanDuel Sportsbook right in Meadowlands. Racetrack. MetLife across the street. Second week in a row, the Buffalo Bills come to town, so they'll be playing the New York Giants here at 1 o'clock. But might as well get right to it. We only have a couple of minutes in this first segment, but I want to welcome in Dane Martinez. You find him on Twitter at Spittin' Speeds. Dane, what are you excited for this week?
Listen, I'm looking for a couple of these 0-1 teams to bounce back, you know, who we had high expectations for, because 0-2 is a lot more dangerous than 1-1. I want to see who bounces back here in week two.
Agreed. And I bring in Joe Ranieri. Joe Ranieri can be found on Twitter at Joe Ranieri, and every morning along with Dane on Make It Rain on the Sports Grid TV network. So, Joe, what are you looking for this week? Who are you looking for to bounce back, or maybe who are you looking for to have an off week that played well in week one?
Well, as being the fellow degenerate that I am here, guys, it's all about teasers today to me. When you look at the spreads and the numbers on the board, man, there are about 8 opportunities where you can cross 3-7, and we can make an awful lot of money today, Mike.
Yeah, big spreads, obviously, are the talk of week two. We have the Chiefs going up against the Raiders. We have the Pats going up against Miami, and we have the Ravens hosting the Cardinals. So those three games will be talked about a lot by us today, trying to find out combinations, whether it's money line combinations or spread combinations, teasers, everything else that Joe said we'll be examining today. We'll obviously take a look at some DFS options. I found some player props out there that I like. What's up, Adam Thielen? And obviously we got the ball. I might as well go back to well with Baltimore, Mark Ingram, Lamar Jackson, I scored with last week. So we're going to come back. We'll take a look at some really high-profile divisional matchups and some that are, frankly, likely to be blowouts. We got Packers-Vikings this week. We'll talk Pats-Dolphins. We'll talk Chiefs-Raiders and every other game on the slate. Looking forward to getting down and dirty in these next 3 hours on Pro Football Today. Getting on the grid. Zumo, channel 719. Thanks for watching. We'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's Y-O-U-T-H to 321321.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Back on the grid. Thanks for joining us for Pro Football Today. We're excited to get into the action here in Week 2, live from FanDuel Sportsbook. Mike Blewett, Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri. And here we go. Let's get to it, guys. Pretty interesting divisional matchup here. Vikings-Packers. I think the Packers were totally underwhelming to kick off the 100th season of the NFL last week. And yet the Vikings were very dominant against the Atlanta Falcons. So, you know, just getting into these games today, Dane. Do you expect a big bounce back from the Packers here, or you, since they're at home? We've seen a lot of success from Aaron Jones and Devontae Adams in particular, scoring touchdowns at home. We've seen a lot of success from Adam Thielen catching passes against the Packers here. So this is the lowest total on the board, but do we expect that to go over? Do we expect points today, Dane?
See, what's interesting for me is you talk about how Packers came out lackluster in Week 1 in that kickoff. Now, that was a full 10 days ago, so they do have the extra rest. I got to tell you the truth. I expect the Packers to be able to score at home in their home opener at Lambeau, but what I am more interested in, to be quite honest, Mike, and I know you talked about Thielen, and maybe you got some prop bets with him, I was impressed with the Packers' defense in the season opener. And I think going from seeing Trubisky and the Bears, who looked like dog poop, to now seeing Minnesota, who does have more weapons, I'm more interested to see if this Packers defense, who I believe in, is in fact for real. Can that secondary cover Diggs and Thielen? Can they stop Dalvin Cook? I'm more interested to see if the Packers defense is for real, because coming out of the season opener, it looked like they might be. I'm not worried about Aaron Rodgers. I got my eyes on the defense in Green Bay.
I think it's fair. They've done a lot to try to rebuild this secondary over the last couple of seasons, drafting a lot of players in the early rounds. Joe, but Vegas is telling you that the Packers are laying 2.5. It's a home game for them, so there's slight edge to the Vikings as far as how Vegas is evaluating them as a team, and certainly as FanDuel Sportsbook is. Now, I'm on this Thielen prop for one reason. People are going to say, well, they only threw 10 passes last week. How could you possibly be on Thielen? Well, he had the touchdown catch last week. He has 8-plus catches in 4 of his last 5 versus Green Bay. Last year, 20 catches, 256, and 2 touchdowns in the 2 games. That's why I'm interested in it. I think they can open up a little bit more, even though they're going to likely be a little bit more run-heavy team to start the season with Minnesota. Your thoughts, Joe?
You know, I think there are 2 wide receivers in this game that are probably going to control and have monster days when it's all said and done. Thielen for the Minnesota Vikings and Davante Adams for the Green Bay Packers are going to have monster games, guys. That secondary is not what it used to be for the Minnesota Vikings. Xavier Rhodes is getting to that point in his career where he's about a half a step, maybe not as quick as he was in years prior. And I don't think the market is adjusting correctly for how good the Packers defense has become. I think they're on par with Minnesota. I think the market's got this one wrong.
So, Dane, yeah, we got a little bit of support here from Joe. The low total, obviously, is something we'll keep taking a look at there. Let's just jump over to the next game. We're going to bounce back and forth between these games all day. Something that has talked a lot about this week from a DFS standpoint is this KC-Oakland game. So, obviously, a very high expected total. The Raiders players, and particularly in DFS, are too cheaply priced because in the rush to get those price lists out, they didn't really wait until Monday night to see how well Tyrell Williams and Josh Jacobs played. But then again, you have Pat Mahomes coming in here. Your expectations here, tons of points on both sides, or is this a walkover for the Chiefs?
Yeah, listen, I mean, I think all of those things can be true, Blewett. I think the Chiefs do win with a comfortable margin. I think the total is correct in the 50s at the highest on the board at 53.5. And I'm with you, Blewett, absolutely. I'm going to ask these questions to Drew Dinkmeyer for DFS when we talk to him later. But when we're talking about stacks and prop bets, one of the prop bets I love today that I've already played is I am on Derek Carr over 254.5 passing yards. Oh, people always think, oh my goodness, the Chiefs, so high-flying, so productive. So are the teams that play against the Chiefs, okay? Because that pass defense can be had. I have Tyrell Williams in all of my lineups. I have Carr, Williams, stacks, and DFS. And I'm on the Carr over 254.5 passing yards prop bet. I do believe points will be scored, and that's by both teams, Blewett. I think the Chiefs score, but the Raiders also score in order to try and keep up and with soft defense in the second half. I like Carr a lot this week.
Joe, I'll zero in on the QBs here simply because I thought the most impressive performance to me, or one of the most impressive performances to me, was how well Derek Carr played in week one. It granted against a Broncos defense and a Broncos team that looked very uninspired, but Carr last week 22 of 26 for 259 and a touchdown with a 121 rating, so extremely efficient. On the flip side, Pat Mahomes just passed Kurt Warner for the most ever passing yards through a player's first 20 games. So good quarterback matchup here potentially with Carr playing really well in week one.
Yeah, also take into consideration head coaches in this game. Andy Reid, in fact, has been the Kansas City Chiefs head coach since 2013. And since that time, guys, he has averaged 3 more points on the road as opposed to at Arrowhead Stadium. In fact, since 2013, no team has been more profitable covering the number on the road than Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs. And listen, I love Carr. I love the progressions. I love what I saw from the Oakland Raiders in week one. But, you know, the numbers don't lie here. Andy Reid, he prides himself on, yeah, we're good at home, but you ain't going to just exactly walk over us on the road. They're even crisper and better on the road for whatever reason. Better coach, better quarterback. Give me the Kansas City Chiefs all day today.
Carr, Tyrell Williams, Josh Jacobs, Darren Waller all look good. Interesting, obviously, dynamic here is the friendship between Andy Reid and John Gruden. They almost don't seem to like playing one another. John Gruden has effectively said that. Andy Reid effectively his mentor throughout the early parts of his career. So we'll see how they match up there. Joe, I know I'll go back to you on this. I know you like the Chiefs in a tease here. You talked about teasing some lines. You have the Chiefs locked up with one already.
Yeah. The Chiefs, actually, I mean, depending on where you think this is going to lie and what kind of game, the opportunity is there. You can actually, you can go ahead and tease the Raiders up.
Go either
think
way.
They're going, yeah, that you think they're going to go and you think they're going to have a really, really good game. If you think it's a blowout and you think the Chiefs are going to cover, You can get them down to, you know, down to that -1, -1.5, depending on the book. You can go there, too, as well. It's a good option, depending on how you think this game's going to roll out.
I feel way more comfortable teasing the Chiefs down, don't you, Dane?
Yeah, I would. If I had to go one way or the other, I would definitely be more comfortable with Chiefs laying, say, like 1.5 than getting 14.5 even with the Raiders, because that is within the realm of possibility that the Chiefs just blow the doors off, right? 40-24 or something like that. But I would love it at plus at 1.5. Don't also forget, guys, when these two teams, although I do believe, you know, some of the players and personnel and coaches were different, these guys on a Thursday night about 2 years ago put up a huge kind of game. I think it was like 34-31, if you remember. There were like three chances for the Raiders at the very end of the game to get into the end zone. They finally did so.
It was the Amari Cooper
Crabtree
game.
Right. That was the game Amari Cooper went absolutely off. But I think it was Crabtree who caught the ridiculous touchdown at the very end on the third chance. But these teams have a history of the kind of old AFL shootouts. So this number being real high at 53.5 and it's a lot of opportunity for DFS stacks. I would imagine you'd say the same in the Saints and the Rams and 4 o'clock as well.
Yeah, so last one we could do here is Pats Dolphins, currently 18.5. Joe, it's been a while since the spread's been this big.
Yeah, that's to say the least. Yeah, it's probably it's going to keep crawling up, too, as we get a little bit closer. Listen, I've said it all week, all right? The value, it's gold. I mean, the value is in Miami, guys. We just don't get this in the NFL. These are grown-ass professional men making millions of dollars. They're not going to just roll down. But I wouldn't tell anybody you're backing the Dolphins. Let's just put it that way.
You know what's interesting on this
one? I was pretty adamant about the Ravens last week, but I don't know that I can be as adamant with an 18.5 point spread. Go ahead, Dave.
You know what's interesting? And we're going to have John Sheeran in a little bit later on from FanDuel. What I've noticed is, okay, on FanDuel, this spread has stayed at 18.5 for the most part. However, at the money line at the beginning of the week was literally +1,400 on the Dolphins. And that money line has gone all the way down to +920. So there is some Miami money coming in, at least on the money line market.
Total there is 48.5. I have some people telling me they love Brady this week. Other people saying maybe they take their foot off the gas. Brian Flores, a former Belichick assistant. So does Bill have it in his cold, cold heart to take his foot off the gas pedal? We'll find out after the break. We'll be right back on the grid.
The Raiders are definitely more committed, more disciplined. There's a renewed enthusiasm. It's not like last year. Like, Gruden clearly had some growing pains last year. They've got younger guys on the team now, more enthusiasm with the players. The number does feel just a little bit high for the Chiefs. I think the Raiders, but the Chiefs pull away late in this game.
Weekdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on Sumo TV, channel 719.
Made Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to madesailors.com. That's madesailors.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Golf betting on demand.
It's somewhat reasonable for you to pick Matt Kuchar every single week. He played more events than most of these guys, 22 of them. He got two of his wins early in the year last year. He would have netted you $7,000 in profit if you went out and bet Matt Kuchar every single week. His wins did come 40-1 at the Sony Open. Some places you might have been able to get at 50-1. So obviously pays for himself in a big way.
Tuesdays, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on Zumo TV, channel 719.
Welcome back. Thanks for getting on the grid. Live from FanDuel Sportsbook, Dane Martinez in Studio 34 in Manhattan, and then Joe Raineri joining us on Skype. So thank you all for watching and tuning in. So, all right, fellas. Seattle and Pittsburgh, not inspiring performances last week, to say the least. Steelers got blown out. Hawks, I think, squeaked it out for a lot of people, including yours truly, for their knockout pools. I don't know why I didn't take the Ravens in that. I took them everywhere else, but I decided to go with the Hawks there, and I'm still alive for yet another week. Do you expect, Dane, both teams to bounce back? Do you think one team is going to look a lot better this week? I feel like Seattle fans have a lump in their throat because this is not the game that they wanted to see. At least they got the W last week, but not the game that they wanted to see coming off an uninspiring win against Cincinnati.
Yeah, I agree with you. And first of all, Blewett, you can't complain in a knockout pool. If you survive in advance, you survive in advance. Because a lot of people picked other teams that did not. You know, the Tampa Bay Bucks, for example, okay? So you got through, you got through. It's all good. As for this game, week two, I think here's the kind of narrative I'm looking for. The Pittsburgh Steelers are a dramatically better team at home than they are on the road, especially in Gillette against a team that has their number, okay? We all know the Big Ben home-road splits, things like that, even though they are less dramatic than they have been in previous years. And then with the Seahawks, you have the exact same kind of team, right? Much better at home than on the road, in the Eastern time zone, an unfamiliar opponent for a 1 o'clock start. So I'm expecting, to be quite honest, I'm expecting Pittsburgh to bounce back. I like Pittsburgh in this game. And honestly, the other thing from a fantasy standpoint, we have been worrying who is the number two receiver for these Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, some people drafted Moncrief. Some people talked about Vance McDonald. Some people talked about, you know, James Washington. All three of those guys, I would say, had subpar performances week one in New England. So my fantasy eye is really on the second pass catcher for New England, for Pittsburgh. Who will that be? And will they be able to step up at home in Heinz Field against the Seahawks secondary?
Joe, a couple of things here. First of all, Devin Bush led all rookies last week with a team-high 11 tackles. So across the entire league, most tackles for that new starting middle linebacker guy they traded up for and will be an important piece of their defense moving forward. Now, Seattle, conversely, their defense is a little bit banged up. So this number four, you would think, the way everybody's talking about it, the Steelers cruise to victory here and easily cover this number. The total at 47.5 implies that Seattle's going to be in this. There's going to be some points to be scored. So how do you feel about this game? I actually find this a little tougher than some people are talking about it this week.
I agree, especially early on in the season. The numbers and the trends, they all favor Pittsburgh in this spot. When Ben Roethlisberger doesn't throw a touchdown the week before, Pittsburgh the following game, 23-1. When they lose and then come home and find themselves in a situation where they're a favorite by three or more points, they're 37-21 since 2010. It, you just you keep going down the list of numbers, everything says Pittsburgh's going to blow them away. But I'm kind of with you. You still got Russell Wilson. You still got Pete Carroll. It was, yes, they made, Andy Dalton look like Joe Montana last week. But, you just can't count them out at any particular point. Seattle, especially early on, flying from West Coast to East Coast, not as dramatic as people think early on in the season. So I agree with you, Mike. It's a little bit tougher than people think, but the numbers all, I know why it is, the numbers all face to Pittsburgh.
So wait a second. I'm not saying they're going to blow them out.
What's funny what you said.
But it's a four-point spread. You don't think they covered the number, guys? Do you actually take Seattle plus the four, though?
I do not. I mean, to me, it's okay. I don't like the play.
Yeah. I don't like the number.
To stay away. Yeah,
that's what I'm doing.
I hate the number.
I don't like the number. Yeah. I just don't like the number at all. I think this is probably a four-point game. I think the Steelers win, and it could be that tight. Or it could be a seven-point game.
Yeah, this is a 27-23, 24-20 kind of game. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people jumping on the Steelers' defense here because Seattle's offensive line does struggle, but Wilson is not a turnover machine by any stretch of the imagination. I think he finds a way to keep them in games. To Joe's point about West Coast teams going to the East Coast and playing at one, the reason that those numbers skewed so badly over time is because the Raiders were the worst every time that they would go from
the Chargers didn't help either. They got banged
every time. And play at one, they would lose.
The Chargers got banged out all the time, too.
Yeah, but the trend was so heavily skewed by the Raiders losing every time and not covering the number that people collectively thought that it was an entire NFL trend. To Joe's point, it isn't as big a deal, and you can't just base it on that.
So the trend is just that the Raiders are bad.
Go back to the Raiders of the previous 15 years.
That was the trend?
That was it.
Okay.
That was it. That was the trend. So that was the trend for 15 years from the time that they lost that Super Bowl to the Bucs until last week. They were terrible. So we'll see what happens today against the Chiefs. So, all right, really high-profile matchup today. I actually don't feel like it's getting talked about quite as much, is the rematch of last year's NFC Championship game. So this time the Saints are going to Los Angeles to play the Rams. We'll see if they can get any calls from the officials this time around. But Alvin Kamara, 169 scrimmage yards last week. Goff's numbers really not good last week, Dane, but with this total being where it is and who the teams are, it's the second highest total on the board, tied with tonight's game at Philly and Atlanta, with the Kansas City-Oakland game being the highest. 52.5 right now. Breeze not as sharp on the road historically, but do you expect him to go toe-to-toe with Goff today?
Yeah, I do. I think this will, in fact, be a shootout. And I'm reminding everybody, remember last year when there was like Chiefs-Patriots and the number was really high? And we were like, oh my God, we can't do that. And then it went over the number. Or Chiefs-Rams when it was ridiculously high on a Monday night. And then it went over the number. So I think that this Rams-Saints game could be the same. These guys, remember, there will be so much talk about the pass interference calls. I do think both of these offenses are going to look to light it up. I do expect the points to happen. Maybe not in like the first quarter. I know Ranieri's always all over these first quarter, first half unders, and that may be the truth. Maybe they feel each other out a little bit, but I think this game severely opens up in the second half. I think the number is good, and for fantasy or DFS purposes, get whatever shares of this game you can.
Joe, you and I were on the same page last week with the Saints hosting the Texans. That was a stay-away game for me. I just couldn't figure out how it was going to play out. And obviously, with three scores in the last minute of the game, I'm glad I didn't have to sweat it. I was entertained by the game itself. But how about you? Saints getting some points here on the road. Only two, but it means that I think the books like the Saints a little bit more than the Rams, at least in the early stage of the season. They're getting two on the road.
Yeah, well, I can tell you the sharps absolutely love the Saints. They've been coming in. It's the most heavily bet game so far of the day, and we've seen a lot of sharp money come in and push that line. But let's not overreact to the ending of that Saints game, guys. Keep in mind, Houston and Deshaun Watson shredded that defense of the Saints at home, guys. if it wasn't for a miraculous and the coaching of Bill O'Brien and Romeo Crennel, we'd be having a different story about the and a conversation about the Saints right now. You're taking them on the road, which we know in the past, not exactly great for Drew Brees. You put them in L.A., it'd be very hard for me to stay off the Rams as a short home favorite today.
So you're telling me that you don't think the Texans should have dropped three defensive backs 25 yards off the ball when all the Saints needed was a 10-yard pasture?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's exactly what I'm saying. People are going, oh, Drew Brees, they came back. Right. The Saints are looking for revenge. That defense is horrific.
When they were lining up for the play.
Oh, I literally said it to my fiance.
McFarland was saying it. Yep. I think everybody was saying it.
Yep.
I think everybody's saying it. Why are they doing it? They're not throwing
they're
a Hail
not throwing
Mary.
The ball they downfield. They need 8 yards and a timeout.
I mean, it's a money kick. You got to give the guy credit. It's the longest walk-off in NFL history to kick a ball with no time remaining, the longest ever. So shout out to Will Lutz for that. But, okay, so I think this is a tough one. I'm favoring the Saints. Joe thinks that there's some value there with the Rams. So let's go on to the next game, which is Lamar Jackson. The Lamar Jackson show continues. He and Dak Prescott, the first quarterbacks in NFL history to have a perfect passer rating in a season opening week. So both of them with perfect passer ratings. Lamar Jackson was brilliant. Dak was too. We'll get to him later. But Lamar Jackson, also the youngest player in NFL history with a perfect passer rating, which he did last week, beating up on Joe's hometown team in the Dolphins. Mm. But right now, Dane, they are laying. It's 12.5. It was 13. Now it's down to 12.5. Lamar Jackson was 17 of 20 last week, 324 with the 5 scores. Are you comfortable laying this many points? I know there's always value when you're laying points, but are you interested in teasing the Ravens? Would you take them straight up here, laying the 12.5?
Yeah, you know what? I really believe in the Baltimore Ravens at home. Let's also not forget these Ravens only played like 3 quarters. Okay, so if there was a tougher game, you would have seen more Mark Ingram, you would have seen more Lamar Jackson, and I think we may need to see them a little bit more today. But the Arizona Cardinals defense does not scare me. The 12.5 that I'm staring at right now, yes, that gives me a little cause for pause. I know Joe is interested in teasing some of these games, and I gotta imagine teasing the Ravens into under a touchdown might be one of the ones he's looking at. But I am all over these Ravens, especially in fantasy. When you talk about Dak and Lamar, it's not really them necessarily. For me, it was the defenses they were going up against in Miami and New York. And Arizona is just as much of a doormat. I like production in Baltimore today.
Yeah, Ingram and Andrews a little banged up, but it looks like they're going to be playing today. I don't know if that limits the amount of touches that Mark Ingram gets, but I want to get Joe's thoughts about on this game when we come back after the game. Thanks for after the break. Thanks for joining us on the grid today. Zumo Channel 719. We'll be right back.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections, and now the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Back on the grid. Thanks for joining us. For those of you listening on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, on the Fantasy Sports Radio app, thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us on Pro Football Today. So it's Mike, Joe, and Dane. We're going to bring Drew Dinkmeyer in here in a moment to ask him some DFS questions for week two. He's a big winner last week, so we're happy to have him here. Drew, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Good stuff, man. Congrats for the big win last week. I don't know exactly the type of contest that it was, but a nice tournament win for you. And who was the key cog in that lineup for you?
Yeah, last week got fortunate. I would say on the whole, my lineups weren't very good last week, but I had one that kind of funneled its way up to the top in a $150 entry contest on FanDuel. The lineup was a double stack with Carson Wentz, DeSean Jackson, and Zach Ertz. Ertz was obviously disappointing, but I happened to hit on the trio of DeSean Jackson, Sammy Watkins, Austin Eckler, who were really difference makers in week one. And it was a smaller field contest, only about 3,000 entries, so it didn't need perfection. So I was fortunate enough to get to the top and really salvaged a week for me.
Sammy and Eckler, pretty good start. So yeah. Congratulations again. And so let's get going with quarterbacks here. Last week there was a broader spectrum of quarterbacks that you felt like, and you and Mike Leone, by the way, I highly recommend listening to that podcast each and every week as you subscribe to Daily Roto. That podcast that Mike Leone and Drew put out on Saturdays now is extremely informative with injury news baked into it now, so certainly a little bit more so than it was in years past, so I like the timing of it better. Just a quick note for all the listeners and viewers. Now, last week, you felt like there was a larger spectrum of QBs you can use. Now you feel like the projections are a little bit bunched towards the top. Tom Brady, Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson amongst them.
Yeah, I think those guys are the guys that you're primarily considering for cash games this week. And obviously, quarterback projections are influenced heavily by team totals. And those three teams have monstrous team totals. New England up over 33. We rarely see that during the course of the NFL season. Kansas City week in, week out is going to be 30 plus. And they've got a favorable matchup with the Raiders, who are missing some key secondary pieces as well. And then Lamar Jackson, obviously, with what Baltimore did in week one. And now facing an Arizona team that plays very fast, picks up the pace of play. And we saw Detroit kind of go up and down the field against them. A good opportunity for those three quarterbacks. I think from a cash game perspective, if you're playing cash games, that's probably where your decision point largely ends. You can maybe go down a little bit cheaper to someone like Josh Allen, who's pretty affordable. But in general, there seems to be enough salary to kind of make everything work this week. So I think spending up a quarterback is an okay decision this week, even though it's a position that we often are looking to spend down at.
Hey, Drew, this is Dane. First of all, congratulations again for another big hit. It's like you make this routinely. I just got to be like you when I grow up. One of the things I look at, though, Drew, when I'm starting to put together my lineups are the games with the highest totals on the board, right? And so I see Kansas City, Oakland. I see New Orleans, Los Angeles. And I definitely want to get some pieces of what I expect to be high, you know, high scoring action in that one. Can you zoom in on those games and tell me who you like in those two games to potentially be in lineups? I know you just talked about the quarterbacks, but for example, in a tournament, Drew, I'm on a Derek Carr, Terrell Williams stack, for example, going against the Kansas City secondary. But who do you like? Who? What pieces of these two high total matchups do you like today?
Yeah, so the first thing I'd say is this Kansas City-Oakland game, I think, especially on DraftKings, presents the biggest challenge of the entire slate, simply because all these Oakland guys are a little bit underpriced because pricing came out before their performance on Monday night, where we saw, you know, an Oakland offense that looked pretty competent. No Antonio Brown out there, but still moved the ball kind of up and down the field. And all the guys are priced, you know, sub 5K, and it was a concentrated offense. So I think Kansas City-Oakland is going to be exceptionally popular on this slate, which is going to be hard to play it in GPPs. You need to really be thoughtful about the players you're playing that are not from that game. Or maybe, you know, if you do go kind of the Carr, Tyrell, Darren Waller, or Carr, Tyrell, Josh Jacobs, those types of stacks, maybe you think more about like Damian Williams, who's a chance to be a lower owned piece of that game. In terms of raw projection, I think the guys that make the most sense are unfortunately the guys who are going to carry the most ownership in that game. But, you know, Travis Kelce from the Kansas City side, I think, is one of the best plays on the slate. Waller, Tyrell, and Jacobs are all underpriced for Oakland. I think they'll be all very popular as well. Watkins will certainly have some carryover ownership from that monstrous week one performance. I think the only spots you might see a little bit of lower ownership on that game as a whole are Damian Williams, and then maybe Mecole Hardman or DeMarcus Robinson, whoever's kind of filling that Tyreek Hill role. I think Hardman will certainly get some attention on FanDuel because he's priced near the minimum there at 4,700. But I think those are options that you could potentially differentiate yourself. It's just one of the toughest games. The New Orleans Rams game, I think there's more room to be different because I don't think the Rams pass catchers, I think people get overwhelmed trying to pick which one of the three that they'd like to play on a given week. So I think that naturally deflates ownership on guys like Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, and Brandon Cooks. So I think if you're playing golf double stacks, you certainly can get good ownership there. But Michael Thomas and Kamara are going to have a lot of ownership on them too.
And Drew, how about the reverse? So what are some of the names of guys that we should probably be staying away from? Like, I don't know what to do with Le'Veon Bell. Like, what, you know, no, we got no Sam Darnold. You know, we're thinking, oh, well, it's going to be the Lev Bell show. I don't know. Do you go with him? You know, who are some of these guys we should avoid?
Yeah, so with that situation, you know, that's not on the main slate, so you don't have to worry about it for showdown and stuff like that. We'll certainly, you'll be stuck because you're playing like a single game slate and you'll kind of have to deal with them. But in general, like situations that I try to avoid are situations where there's, you know, a level of unclarity, whether it's around the player's health or whether it's around the player's playing time in terms of generating that upside. And, you know, this week it's Antonio Brown is one of the first situations that kind of comes to mind. There's a report that's circulating around from one of the New England newspaper or media outlets talking about how the Patriots are going to intend to be a little bit more focused in trying to get him the ball early and often. I still think it's a very unique situation in terms of just being with the team for a week and having only a week to kind of learn the playbook. What we've seen in the past in these situations, Josh Gordon, I believe, got two targets his first game, played somewhere around 20 to 30% of snaps. I do think Antonio Brown's going to play more than that, but he's priced at a level that would require kind of a normal Antonio Brown game. So I'd say he'd probably be on my avoid list this week.
But Jarrett Stidham, Antonio Brown stack as it gets out of control in the second half, maybe. So I want to talk about the Bills for a second because you did mention Josh Allen. I have him in a tournament lineup right now, just trying to play around with some things. I'm curious who you think is going to be the best outlet for him to put up some points. Is it John Brown, Cole Beasley, Devin Singletary obviously looked good in limited action last week? I'm curious how you would build a Bills stack. And then I also would love you to talk about the Niners as well because Matt Breida presents a really interesting value. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so with the Bills, I think they get really overlooked on this slate because of what happened with Oakland and Oakland's prices being so good. But the Bills' prices are basically the same as Oakland. And the Bills' offense got off to a really slow start against the Jets kind of on the road. They're playing in the same stadium again this week against the Giants on the road. The Giants' defense really struggled week one. against Dak Prescott and the Cowboys, allowing over 12 yards per attempt. And the thing that was so compelling for me about the Bills offense in week one was that it was more condensed. We saw John Brown with a target share up in the high 20s, Cole Beasley kind of in the low 20s. Devin Singletary played a lot. He didn't finish the game in terms of closing out, so kind of salted away with running the ball. They trusted Frank Gore in that spot. But I still think Singletary, in terms of routes run, in terms of snaps on the field early in the game, were really encouraging. All three of those guys, you know, Brown's just over 5,000, Singletary's 4,200 on DraftKings, Beasley's under 4,000, are really cheap, and Josh Allen's really affordable too. So if I was building a stack, I think the guy that I'd have to have with Josh Allen would be John Brown, just because from a tournament perspective, he's got the biggest upside, you're going to get the biggest shots down the field. But I don't mind having that second complementary piece, whether it be Singletary or Beasley, because they're so affordable, I think they can pay off their price tag relatively easily.
Hey, last one from me.
I finally learned something in listening to you, Drew.
Oh, come on, you learn something from Drew every single week. Last one from me, Drew.
No, hang on, Dan. It came out the wrong way. What I meant is that I actually built the lineup without hearing Drew say that, and I did it the way he would do it.
Ah.
So I'm actually learning is what I meant to say. I learn something every week.
Yeah, like my own phrase, you don't give him a fish, we teach you how to fish, and blew it, you are becoming a better fisherman.
Yeah,
that's
finally.
Awesome. Drew.
Finally.
I want to ask you about these tight ends, Drew, because here's the thing. Last week on this air, I told you, hey, no Jordan Reed. Do we go to Vernon Davis? I can ask you the same thing. I do notice that this price tag went up to 5,100 on FanDuel, but, you know, could those still be there? The other tight end I'm considering a lot I have shares of this week is Evan Ingram. You know, with some of the injuries the Giants have had, and Ingram with 14 targets last week, could he still be viable? I've got Vernon Davis, Evan Ingram. Do you like those, and what other tight ends might you be playing today?
Yeah, I think those guys are certainly in the mix. The target volume opportunity for Evan Ingram is just monstrous. It will be interesting to see what happens to the efficiency when the defense has no one else to worry about except basically Ingram and Saquon Barkley. So, and the Bills have a pretty good defense. So that'll be interesting to see. But the good news about Ingram is I don't think the ownership's going to get out of control, because I think people are really interested in playing Travis Kelce and Darren Waller specifically. With Vernon Davis, I think last week was kind of the best case scenario. Obviously, you're not each and every week going to expect Washington's passing offense to be really competent with Case Keenum and some of the offensive line challenges that they have without Trent Williams. But he's still relatively affordable. He's still going to have that opportunity set. I think he's still a viable play. I think the price increase does remove some of the appeal. Last week when you're playing him basically at a stone minimum, it allowed a little bit more to do with the roster. This week it's a little bit harder. In terms of other tight ends that I'm considering this week, you know, I think George Kittle is always going to be in the conversation for upside in terms of tournaments. Had two touchdowns, called back last week. I think Delanie Walker is a viable tight end option as well that probably won't come with a ton of ownership, even though he scored twice last week. I think those guys are kind of on the periphery. TJ Hockenson, obviously really impressive in his week one debut. Tougher matchup this week with the Chargers, but I think those guys are certainly in the mix. But I think a lot of the ownership at the position is really going to condense around Kelce, Waller, and then a little bit of Ingram, a little bit of Kittle, and then pretty much everybody else I think you could play is likely going to be low-owned.
And just want to ask you, now, Drew, it's, history tells us in this Miami-New England game, New England, every time they are a favorite of you know, 12.5, 13 points or more, they usually the under is in place because they just ground and pound. He's got no interest in running the score up, but the usually guys like Sony Michel, Rex Burkhead, they'll have big days. Do you like either of those running backs today in that game? And what about LeSean McCoy? Are we looking at he looked great last week. Is he worth a shot this week?
Yeah, so I'll talk about the Patriots first. The Patriots, it's a weird situation in that I can't make a good argument against any of them, honestly. Their price tags are reasonable, and I think all of them are fine plays. I am concerned about the overall upside of any individual one player. Unfortunately, I had the same feeling last week with Baltimore when they went into Miami, and obviously Baltimore had a ton of upside. Mark Andrews scored, Marquise Brown scored twice. Lamar threw like five touchdowns in the first like six drives, it seemed like. So it's hard when the Dolphins are running out basically replacement level talent kind of throughout the roster, because easily New England could score five or six touchdowns and everybody could be somewhat relevant. I do think the upside is a little bit of concern. If I was going to play guys, I'd play the cheaper guys and the guys that I think would play more and they'd be less concerned about like injury situations. So I'd be a little bit more on Burkhead than I would Sonny Michel. But I think all of those guys are in play. And then with regards to the LeSean McCoy question, the issue with LeSean McCoy is he wasn't super involved in the passing game. So even if he is really efficient running the football, there's a limited upside when you're the Kansas City running back if you're not catching passes, because most of their touchdowns are going to be scored through the air with Patrick Mahomes. So I'm still kind of in a wait-and-see mode with LeSean McCoy, even though he did look really good in week one.
Perfect amount of information there, Drew. You can catch more of Drew on his Twitter handle, at Drew Dinkmeyer, D-I-N-K-M-E-Y-E-R. Please go to DailyRoto.com, subscribe, listen to the podcast, check out the write-ups. They do write-ups for showdowns, for the main slate. There's a betting tool on there, which you need to be accustomed to. And lastly, go to his Twitter handle so you can find out a little bit more what he's doing for the Welly Maker. He describes it in detail there. It's a benefiting charity, getting people clean water all around the globe. Drew, thanks, and good luck again this week.
Thanks so much, guys.
We'll be right back on the grid.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Ender 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, you know, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
We want more money.
Moneyline.
Well, hell, I know who my scout is. I know that if I see a Toronto Raptor player in a picture, I know if I'm a Raptor fan, I know he's a Raptor.
Jamison Crowder had more receptions than Marquise Brown played snaps.
It's insane.
Right? Like, it's a ridiculous
stat. It's absolutely insane, yeah.
And it's true.
I don't ever really get on the whole, aren't these millennials crazy? Because you sound like an old guy that can't relate to a younger generation.
Wednesday and Friday, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on Sumo TV, channel 719.
We're back, and it's Gabe Morenci in here to give you his best bets for week two in the NFL.
All right, let's get right down to business, gentlemen. Week two is as difficult as it gets. You think week one is tough? Week two is even tougher, because now we have to decide what to believe from week one. Remember, people, a couple of years ago, the San Francisco 49ers beat the Minnesota Vikings on Monday Night Football. All right. San Francisco went like 2-14 that year. Minnesota won like 13 games. One of the games they lost was the first game of the year. So you have to wonder, is Kirk Cousins going to be able to throw a football suddenly? Can they protect Kirk Cousins? The Green Bay Packers' defense looked great, but the offense couldn't get anything going against the Chicago Bears. Was that just because the Bears' defense is that good? Or is the Green Bay Packer offense going to struggle again today? There's a lot of questions in the air about these football games. Quickly, let's get to some line movement. And people are pulling the trigger on the underdogs right now. Speaking of overreaction, Baltimore hangs an ass-kicking on Miami in week one. They open up in a 14-point range all the way down to 12.5 right now. And if you're going to be betting an underdog, a double-digit underdog, you have to ask yourself, can they score if they're down? Can they backdoor this thing? Will they quit? And I think the answer with Arizona is yes, 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 and yes, even though it didn't make the cut, is one of my best bets. I really like the Jacksonville Jaguars. It was 9.5 earlier in the week, 7.5 now. We're not going to be put off by that. What's the difference between 7.5 and 9.5? Nothing, really. The key number is 10. But let's start off with one of our best bets of the day. Let's get in on this right now. Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills have an opportunity to start the season 2-0 on the road. That was a tough game last week against the New York Jets. I don't expect as tough of a contest right now against the New York Giants. Do the Giants have a home field advantage? No, they don't. There's about 60,000 Giant fans here already, and they're already angry and surly, and just wait till they see Eli Manning throwing balls into the turf. Last year, they were just 1-6-1 against the spread on their home field. Who's Eli Manning throwing the football to? Odell Beckham isn't walking through the door. Oh, yeah, that's right, he is. But tomorrow night, he's a member of the Cleveland Browns. Hell, even Sterling Shepard's out right now. This Buffalo Bill defense is going to suffocate the New York Giants. This game's going to go under the numbers as well. Bills 8-2 to the under their last 10 road trips. We'll be back on the next 54 with more best bets for you. Circle the wagons. Take the only team from the state of New York, the Buffalo Bills.
Stuff 2-0 start for the Bills, huh, Gabe?
It'll be 3-0 after they beat the Bengals next week, setting up a big matchup week four with the New England Patriots.
Love it. We'll be back for hour number two on the Sports Grid TV Network. Yeah. Get on the grid. We'll be right back.
Network.